Blog Talk Radio. Well, hello, darlings. Welcome to Slay the Runway on Living Out Loud Radio. I'm your host, Valencia Poirier. But before we strut and sashay our stuff on the runway, I'm going to give you a minute to share this with your girls. Tell them to join us here on the runway because, honey, you don't want to miss this. Today, our topic is beauty is more than skin deep. Now, when you think of beauty, we think of wigs, hair, nails, but at the end of the day, we're going to talk about all of those things that's underneath, because I believe beauty should not only be pleasing to the eye, but intellectually and morally pleasing as well. So that's what we're going to talk on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. You're going to see nothing but beauty. It's a bunch of people that have makeup lines out now, you know, diets, it's about having the best bodies. You know, we look on TV, it's about having this figure and hair. But at the end of the day, if our inside is not correct, then that outshines everything that's on the outside. Because I believe beauty comes from in and should shine out. Because at the end of the day, when you take off the hair and you take off the makeup, we have ourselves. And so we're going to talk about what really makes us beautiful, not just to the eye, but intellectually, deep down, what's beautiful within us. So I'm super excited about this. One of the things that I believe makes us beautiful is how we treat others. Now, if I had some pearls, I would have clutched them. Now, don't get me wrong. I love me a good piece of hair and, you know, makeup, but have you ever seen someone that's so beautiful on the outside, but they're not personable, they're rude, they're mean, they're nasty? And I believe that when you have someone that's like that, or if you feel like maybe they're not as kind or warm-hearted, that outshines all the beauty. It outshines what we see on the outside, how we treat others. Because the thing is that how we treat others, that's what people remember us for. They don't remember us for our hairstyles or our red bottoms. They remember us by how we treated them. What was our last encounter with them? When we're on our job, how do we make people feel? I'll give you a little, you know, quick story. I worked in the beauty industry for some years, and I worked at a very popular cosmetic counter. And as I would help customers, sometimes they would say, oh, my gosh, you know, you're so nice. A lot of people are not nice. And I couldn't figure out what they meant by that until one day I went to another counter myself, and I was treated wrong. I was treated as if I didn't matter. And so even though that person was beautiful, and I was because of how they looked, I wanted to know how they got their makeup just like that. But when I approached them, they weren't welcoming to me, and that was my last impression of that person. So at the end of that, our conversation, it was no longer, oh, how does she get her makeup like that? It was more so of, I want to avoid this person because it just overshadowed their beauty. It just overshadowed. So it's very important that in the morning when we are putting on our hair or we're putting on our makeup, that we also put on our charisma. We put on our love. You know, that needs to be a part of our outfit. We're putting on things that draw others and, you know, putting on kindness and peace. And I believe that those things add to our beauty. It stands out. How we treat others, volumes, our integrity, our character. Can people trust us? Are we a woman of our word? Are we reliable? So that's something to think about. When we're thinking about beauty, let's go a little deeper. than what we put on the outside. Another thing that I feel makes us beautiful is our passion. I'm going to pause right there. So many people are not doing their passion. And we're going to, that's kind of like a Selah moment, because when you run into someone, or if you are someone that's not doing your passion, you're going to notice that they're more grumpier. They are not as inviting. I believe when you are doing your passion, that truly shows. It speaks volumes. It's like, how do I put it? It's like an aroma. If when you're doing our passion, it's a certain glow that we get. We're just happy. And there's a saying that says, when you love what you do, you never work a day in your life. And I truly believe that. And I didn't understand that until I actually started doing what I love to do. When I used to just do things just because I felt like I had to, I wasn't happy in the morning. I'd get out of bed and, you know, I'm coaching myself in the mirror. And it just was no happy. There, it was like a lack of luster in my life. But the minute I remember my first job working at a makeup counter, I was so happy. I am telling you, like, I got up in the morning. I was, like, ready to do this. I would look in the mirror and, you know, I was fierce. I was really feeling myself. You know, I don't know if you guys remember in Living Color, but I used to look in the mirror at my fierce makeup and my hair and my fur, and I used to give myself three snaps in a Z formation. I'm telling you, honey, I thought that I was it. And that's because I was doing my passion. I was on my way to make things happen. So I was on my way to strut my runway of life, honey. There was nothing that nobody could tell me. So when you're doing your passion, that's the vibe, excuse me, that you give off. And it just makes you that more beautiful. That just makes you much more inviting. You have a better day when you enjoy what you do. You have better conversations and interactions with people when you love what you do. Let me tell you something. When you are happy and you're inviting, that opens up so many opportunities. People want to be around you. They want to work with you. I mean, it was when you are doing your passion. So I just want to take this time to encourage you that if you are not doing your passion, there's nothing that, you know, that you can't do. Do your passion. You know, whether it's big or you feel like it's small, get started. Or if you can't do your passion right away, write down a goal. Get a goal to work towards it, because it's going to make you feel better about your life. And I believe when you feel better, you do better and you look better. Not just aesthetically on the outside look better, but you have more energy. It's something about, like, how do I put it? It's like your soul is awake and you're just super happy. So I want to encourage you to find your passion. Find your passion. No more. You know, everybody has this new year, new me. Okay, you know, we've seen that for New Year's. And you know what? I say start right where you are. You don't need to wait till the next new year. You don't have to say, well, I'm going to now. You know, you can live your best life now. Whatever you feel makes you beautiful, honey, do it. Don't let anybody tell you what you can't do. Don't let anyone put you in a box of what you should be. Being your best beautiful self is not just rocking your hair the way you want to. It's actually moving to the beat of your own drum, slaying your own runway. I believe that every woman has a lane. And if you don't have a lane, create one. I know. You're like, how do I do it? I'm going to let that sink in. But you have the power to create one. I'm telling you, if I had pearls, I would have clutched them. Because you have the power to slay your own lane. Slay your lane. No one could do what you do the way that you do it. And don't let nobody tell you otherwise. You have the power to make things happen for you. So that's another thing I feel makes us beautiful. So we talked about how we treat others, and doing our passion. So the next thing is love. When we hear love, we think of relationships. No, but I'm gonna go a little bit deeper, because it's not just about relationship love. It's about self-love, too. I believe when a woman truly loves herself, it makes her look different than somebody that doesn't love themselves. Have you ever seen someone that they may not carry themselves the way that they should, or they may not see their worth? They look different than who knows what she wants, knows who she is, doesn't settle for less than what she deserves. That is beauty right there. When a woman really knows and understands who she is. So when you have a woman that, can give love back, we can give love back to other people when we first learn to love ourselves, when we are being responsible for ourselves. Someone taught me about being responsible for myself, and that was the biggest, best thing that I could have ever learned, was to take care of myself. And she taught me that you can't give someone what you don't have. And so when I begin to really think and really sit about how I treated myself and the love that I neglected from myself, because yes, we can neglect ourselves of love. I neglected myself. And so that shined on the outward. So yes, I'm not saying that, yes, I'm still beautiful, but when I learned how to take care of myself, see myself differently, it was something that shined within. I was happier. I felt more fulfilled. And since I've learned how to love myself, and, of course, it's still a learning process. It's still, it's still something that we're learning. But as I learn how to love myself better and I'm taking care of myself, then I'm able to extend that out to others. You know, sometimes we have to say, when's the last time we've helped anybody or given somebody a kind word? Sometimes we think that everything has to be monetary. No, it doesn't always have to be monetary. When's the last time we've encouraged somebody? Let's encourage one another. Let's empower each other. Let's lift each other up. I believe that's what's important. That's what makes each woman beautiful, is when we can look beyond ourselves and we're not jealous of one another and we're not in competition with one another. And I can actually look at another woman and say, oh my goodness, you look beautiful today, and not feel jaded. Or you're so smart, and oh my God, like the way you did your hair is just amazing. That's what makes us beautiful, when we're able to uplift someone without feeling like we have taken ourselves down some notches. You know, there's a saying that says, powerful women empower other women. We're not powerful by tearing each other down, lying on each other, gossiping about one another, or she thinks she's all that. You know, that does not empower us. What empowers us is when we're pushing each other to be better, to commenting on someone. If they look beautiful that day, saying, hey, you look great. You look amazing. Oh, my God, you lost so much weight. I know you said that you were on a diet. You look absolutely beautiful. Girl, what skin cream are you using? Because your skin is glowing. I'm talking about, like, the last dragon glow. Like, it's nothing wrong with pushing someone and empowering them. And you're probably thinking, well, what does empowerment have to do with beautiful? Because beauty is more than skin deep. It's more than what we see on the outside. If you're just now joining me here on Slay the Runway, welcome. Our topic is beauty is more than skin deep. So we talked about love. We talked about how we treat each other and the passion. We have to look at ourselves and realize that we have so much more. There is just so much more that we have to offer outside of our physical appearance, outside of the hair, outside of the nails, outside of the fake lashes. when we take all that off, who are we really? You know, not many women can say who they are really. Who are we really outside of those things? You know, what are our passions? What are the things that drive us? You know, who are we really? Getting to the essence of who we are. Because we get so caught up, and it's important to understand who we are. And the reason I stress this is because we're living in a society now, you know, we have all the shows on VH1 and music videos. People are getting implants and, you know, they want Botox and, you know, all these things. And so what happens is we start to look at those images and we look at ourselves and we say, well, geez, you know what? I don't look like that. So am I less beautiful? Or I don't sound like that. Am I less beautiful? I don't look like the next person. You know, or maybe if I look a certain way, then maybe I can get further in life. Honey, let me tell you something. You have everything you need to get everywhere you need to be. When I say you have the power to create your own runway, that means you are fully equipped, honey, to do everything that you need to do. You are beautiful in your own right. You don't have to be a size 2 to be beautiful. You don't have to be a size 22 to be beautiful. If you have love handles, well, hey, you know what? You are gorgeous in your own right. If you want to rock a short haircut and you don't want bundles in your hair, well, hey, you are beautiful in your own right. Knowing who you are and knowing that nobody on this green earth can rock it the way that you do. You are unique. You are beautiful. And don't let anyone tell you otherwise. Not just beautiful on the outside, but you're beautiful on the inside. Your intellect, you're smart. You have so much to offer outside of physical appearance. And I think it's so important that we as women understand that, because as we date or whatever, you know, to my single people out there, when you date, when you understand who you are, then you'll understand what you're worth and you won't settle for anything less. Anything less. That is why it's so important to understand what we have to offer. What we have to offer, because our time is so valuable. We are precious. We are rare. There is nobody like us. Nobody at all. And so what makes us beautiful are our inner workings. We are absolutely gorgeous. But the thing is that other people can't see it if we don't see it. We have to allow it to shine through by being mindful, like I said, of how we treat others. You know, how are we treating others? You know, if we're having a bad day, hey, you know, maybe we need to take a break and say, you know what, I'm going to come back in a minute. Good morning or whatever, I'll come back in a minute. But when we snap at others or we're rude or we cut people off or we're cursing people out, we're not giving them the essence of beauty. People treat us according to how we act. So we can't expect to be treated a certain way and act a certain way. So if we're saying we're beautiful and we want to be treated as queens, then we should act like a queen. Treating others is a part of queendom. Treating others right, is a part of queendom. So we talked about that. Our passion. I really, really touched on the passion. I can't stress to you, when you are enjoying everyday life, when you are doing what you love, there is a certain glow that you get. There is a certain joy that just comes over you. And I believe when you're so happy, that shines through in your work. It makes you want to work hard. It makes you want to get out of the bed. It makes you want to be your best self every single day. Aside from hair, shoes, outfit, aside from that, it just makes you want to strive to be great. And then we talked about love. Are we loving one another the way that we should? Are we loving ourselves first? Are we actually loving and caring for ourselves? Or are we being neglectful? Because when you're being neglectful, that shows as well throughout. Just how beauty can shine through when you're neglecting yourself, that will shine through as well. So knowing what we're worth, loving ourselves, because again, we can't give what we don't have. And knowing that we have so much more to offer, so much more. You know, and not getting caught up in what radio and TV has to show us, but actually being happy every day about what we see in the mirror. When we look in the mirror, before we get dressed in the morning, what do we tell ourselves? What do we tell ourselves? I started saying some affirmations. I started saying, you are vibrant Valencia. You have everything you need to get everything done today. So what are you saying about yourself? What do you see when you look in the mirror? Or do you not see beauty until you get dressed? Do you not see beauty until you have on your Mac Studio Fix? Do you not see beauty until you're, how do you start your day? How do you see yourself before you put those things on? How do you do that? And sometimes it's not easy. When you're used to putting on those things, you get caught up in it. But I challenge you, tomorrow, when you wake up, before you get dressed, take a minute, look at yourself, and say you're beautiful from the inside out. Make it a point to do something kind or say something kind to somebody. Make it a point to uplift someone, to empower. Make it a point to do our passion, to be passionate about something. Even if, you know, you want this dream career and you can't, you know, start it tomorrow, because I know it takes time, but do something you're passionate about. If you love dancing, do that. If you love, yoga, do that. If you love exercising, do that. Do something that you're passionate about. Allow your to bleed through, to just shine through. Allow your inner beauty to just overtake you. Because then when you allow your inner beauty to shine through, then your outside beauty is just a bonus. It's just a bonus. Because I'd rather hang around and be around someone who's beautiful, 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 have a beautiful personality, but maybe no makeup, than someone that has all the makeup and the slayed brows and the, you know, the Brazilian bundle, but they treat people wrong. So how do we see ourselves? What kind of person are we? When we come around people, what do people think about us? And I know it's not always about what other people think about us, but we should make it a point to leave a positive aroma, leave a positive thought, power, have passion, have drive, willpower, strength. You know, women, we're so strong. We are so strong, and we have more power than we think we do. We are so exquisite and just, oh my goodness, the word is just beautiful. Everything about us is beautiful. And I want you to remember that, because when you know who you are and you know how beautiful you are and how exquisite you are, then we can begin to carry ourselves a lot better. We'll have better relationships. We'll have better friendships. We'll be better on our job. If you have a sales quota to meet, let me tell you something. If you go to work and you're more inviting and you are kind and empowering and uplifting, that is whatever we attract. So if we are attracting, if we are happy and bubbly, and I'm not saying you have to be all extra bubbly, but if we are happy and kind to one another, grumpy people aren't going to want to be around us. Because they're going to be like, why are they so happy? You know, so we are who we attract. You know, love, if we're giving love, because we want to be loved. So if we want to be loved, then we have to show that to others. But first, remember, love yourself and understanding the essence of who we are, that we are just absolutely beautiful. There is no greater word than to describe us but beautiful. And that is more than what a man tries to tell us we need, you know, or what these commercials, they make us feel like we need their products, you know. Now, at the end of the day, yes, I enjoy a nice outfit and some hair and, you know, some makeup. You know, I want to be done up. But at the end of the day, those things don't define us. What defines us is what's on the inside. And I want you guys to remember that today. Beauty is more than skin deep. It's more that we can see to the eye. Because again, as I said, it should not only be pleasing to the eye, but intellectually and morally pleasing as well. You know, having beautiful thoughts, you know, positive thoughts towards ourselves, towards others. Are we thinking positive? Or are we always a Debbie Downer? That's another thing right there, thought life. You know, what are we saying? Are we always negative? You know, we don't want to be negative. We want to be positive. Being positive and you know, that's more inviting than someone that's negative. You know, do you know someone that's negative? It's just, you know, it doesn't even have to be anything big. It's just everything is just negative, 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 negative. Don't be like that. Let's be positive. Let's be go-getters. We can do this. We are champions. Let's be positive. Let's empower each other. You know, let's raise each other up. Because if we are saying we are beautiful, well, what makes us beautiful? It's not the outside, but it's the inside. Our strength, our courage, our mindset. You know, how do we think? What's our thought life like? You know, how do we take care of ourselves? Those are the things that are important. Those are the things that get further. Those are the things that drive friendships, because the outside stuff only lasts but so long. When you go home at night and you take all you have is yourself, and you have to be happy with that. We have to be happy with ourselves. We have to be able to still look in the mirror and love ourselves. We have to be able to still say, girl, you still got it. You ain't got no studio fix on all your brows on, but girl, you still slaying. Girl, you ain't got that hair on, but girl, you still look good. We have to be able to really still say that about ourselves and still believe that we're beautiful. Outside of that, it doesn't matter what the TV is saying. It doesn't matter what radio is saying. It doesn't matter. You know, everybody wants to go and, you know, buy the latest shoes and all those type of things, and that's great. Don't get me wrong. I love a good shoe, but let's not get so caught up in that that we forget about our inside, that we forget and we think that that's all we have to offer. When we think that nobody wants to date us if we don't have the latest outfits or we don't have the hair and the makeup. Don't think that people won't want to be our friends because we do it to be accepted. Some people do those things to be accepted. You to know that be who you are, being truly who you truly are, you will get the friends and the relationships that are meant for you. Be your authentic self. You know, there's a saying that says, be you. Everyone else is taken. Everyone else is taken. So just be you. Be beautiful. And remember that beauty is more than skin deep. Well, that's all the time I have today. I want to say thank you so much for joining me on the runway. Till next time, and don't forget to slay your runway. Strike the pose.